Are millennials socially different from their baby boomer forebears? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jean M. Twenge, professor of psychology at San Diego State University, discusses millennial sexuality.
Every generation likes to think they're cooler than their parents, especially when it comes to sex. These days, though, they might only be half right. In surveys between 1972 and 2012, millennials, those born in the 80s and 90s, were the most accepting of premarital sex. For 20 years during the 80s and 90s, the number of Americans who believed premarital sex was not wrong at all barely changed. But around 2000, when millennials started to enter the survey, acceptance began to creep up, and by 2012, 58% of American adults approved of premarital sex. Surprisingly, though, millennials are choosing to have sex with fewer partners than their baby boomer parents did. We project millennials will have sex with about 8 partners by age 45, compared to boomers 11. Millennials might be more cautious about sex due to HIV and AIDS, might choose partners from within smaller friends with benefit groups, or may have fewer opportunities to have sex because more are living with their parents well into their 20s. Nevertheless, their 8 partners are still a far cry from the 2 reported by the greatest generation who fought World War II. The sexual landscape is radically different than it was in the middle of the 20th century. Why the change? Cultural individualism is on the rise, with more focus on the self and less on social rules. That's a clear formula for a more relaxed attitude towards sex outside of marriage. It's also a formula for acceptance of difference, probably why 4 times as many Americans now say homosexual sex is not wrong at all. Millennials, whom I call Generation Me, reflect this individualistic attitude in everything from their self-focus to their tolerance. These cultural changes are not all good, and they're not all bad, but they are more individualistic.
That was Jean M. Twenge of San Diego State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.